Yep, us crazy green divas are still here, reinventing ourselves yet again. Now we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube.
You can find our videos and podcasts on all the usual places.
Still sharing low-stress ways
of living a deeper shade of green.
Hey, welcome to the Green Divas, the new Green Divas show. I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Lisa.
And we've survived the holidays and like 99.9% of 2020. Yay!
Aren't you glad it's over? I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there were good things. And we were. We're going to focus on some of the good things that happened this year. Some of the weird, the good, and the funny.
Yes, we're going to try to be positive today and share some of the weird and funny things that make us laugh and make us feel better and things that we can hopefully carry on to the new year.
I like it. I like it a lot. So Lisa's going to do a Companies We Dig segment.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Soapbox Soap, which is doing great things.
You're going to get on a soapbox.
I am. Hear that, Mom?
So before we get into it, I just want to encourage all of you to please consider following us, if you aren't already, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
YouTube.
Of course, you subscribe. I'm doing this because I know Liv is going to put up our YouTube subscriber thing.
Please click on, subscribe and share. And if you know somebody that would probably enjoy the things that we do here, please share it with them.
Yeah. Please, thank you. That's my spiel. Oh, and you can find all of it on thegreendivas.com.
That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
We've gotten good at that.
And ask your smart speaker to play the Green Divas radio show.
I know, right? Hey, what's her name? So let's just get into a few of the good things that happened in 2020.
Please and thank you.
There were good things.
There were some good things. Some of the one of the things that caught my attention was TikTok. And of course, TikTok's been a joy for lots of people.
Lots of funny cat videos. That's what I get mostly from my daughter, because I did join TikTok. I don't really hang out there, but she sends me these little videos that they're pretty good.
It can be quite the rabbit hole. But the thing that caught my attention the other day was this musical Ratatouille, which is a star-studded, spontaneous thing that just kind of happened and came together. And then they really put a whole musical together that they're going to launch on Christmas Day.
And New Year's Day.
I said that twice.
Brain melt. It's okay. It's the end of the year.
Anyway, New Year's Day. And it's a fundraiser for the Actors Fund.
Yeah,
so
they need it,
Google it. Check it out. It's going to make you smile.
Aww. So some of the other good news for climate change, we've talked about some of it, but David Pogue, who is a CBS Sunday morning commentator, who we really enjoy, and I'm so excited we have an opportunity to interview Mr. Pogue about his new book, How to Prepare for Climate Change, A Handbook for Enduring Earth's New Realities.
What a perfect approach. You know, yeah. We can talk about all the doom and gloom that we want, but it's really a how-to. It gives you some tools and some ways of preparing for the future and ways of looking at things and helping your family.
So I just, I'm going to put a link to the page, and if I'm able to embed the video, because this is a video, it's a really sweet video he did with his dad, actually.
Aww.
One of those, split screen videos.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, some of the things that he talks about are all the Zoom meetings meant that there were, business meetings meant that fewer people were flying, and there were closed offices meant fewer people driving.
And using up the energy it takes to run a building.
Yeah, right. And then for the first time in a century, you could hear birdsong in the cities. You could see fish in the canals in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
And blue skies in L.A. Oh, Jesus.
And China and India and places that blue skies were rare.
Blue skies. Anyway.
Nothing but.
I'm going to bust in a song on you. Global greenhouse gas emissions fell 17%, which, as it turns out, is the biggest drop in human history.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that, but I don't think we had that number. And that is kind of a big number, which is pretty telling about how much we're putting out there.
Only we could stay on track.
I know. I guess it's socially difficult, but plastic pollution problem finally gets the world's attention. We've talked a lot about plastic pollution and its effect on the oceans, among other things,
yes,
and wildlife. But he has a great statistic. He said, we've been dumping the equivalent of a truckload's worth of plastic into the ocean every minute of every day. I was like, what? And I know he's done his own work and he has teams of people checking for him. So,
yes. Ouch. Which we don't. It's just us. And we take you on our journey.
Yeah. So we learn from folks.
We learn from folks like David.
Yeah. Who do the homework. Thank you. Thank you, David. Mr. Pogue. Then one more thing. He said China joined more than 125 other countries that have banned or taxed single-use plastic or plastic bags.
That's a huge start. Mm-hmm. That is a really, really huge start. So
yay.
Let's go China. It's hard to get excited about some of the things China
does.
Well,
I don't know, because they're so big. When they do something like that, it has such an impact.
Yeah, I know.
So it's kind of cool.
It is.
Then I was Googling, you know, good eco news for 2020 or whatever, and I found this site, Happy Eco News. I was like, oh, I like that. Again, we've talked about some of these things, but to see them kind of listed out, it's nice to go over, and some of it is more relevant to 2020 than, or came to light in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some things, like fungus was found growing at Chernobyl that actually eats radiation.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's kind of a bonus because nobody thought that Chernobyl was going to be in our lifetimes,
right.
Ever, you know. So
there's an example of how the power of Mother Earth healing itself. You just have to give her a chance.
Fungus among us. Okay. So food in the nude.
Not what you think.
Yeah.
But a good
eating
caught your imagination,
eating
right?
Naked is green. It's New Zealand is ditching plastic packaging on fruit and vegetables.
It's about time.
Really how annoying it is to go buy like a banana or a cucumber wrapped in plastic. It's like nature gave it its own wrap. Come on, people.
That's right.
So India is committed to and is working on getting out of coal altogether and into renewable energy. They're making a big effort. And Deutsche Bank immediately ends funding for oil sands and Arctic oil projects.
Which is a testament to people speaking out. There were very many lists mm-hmm. For people to sign, for the company to know how people felt.
I think a lot of people were more vocal and more active physically as well, showing up in front of. There's a lot of people. We know some women and indigenous women around the world who were gathering in Europe in front of these banks and mm-hmm. Protesting. And I think they had an impact.
Clearly they did. Yay.
Go girls.
Protesting works.
China turns on the world's largest floating solar farm. What?
That's pretty incredible.
And a state in India, an entire state, bans all pesticides. They went organic, all organic. And they're already – wildlife, crops, and tourism is already flourishing.
I'm going to put it on my list of places to visit.
Yeah. I don't know which state, but that's the thing I saw. U.S. reports bumper bee bonanza.
Ugh.
Or as my daughter would say, bonzana. Another funny story. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, honeybee numbers are on the increase in multiple states in the U.S., which is very good news.
Another testament to people speaking out.
Yeah.
I mean, there just have been so many different people talking about the need for bees and its and their protection.
Right, and things that we can do, whether it's planting more bee-friendly stuff or getting rid of the pesticide.
Exactly. Yep, double duty.
So, then we have the weirdest moments of 2020. And there have been some really weird ones.
You're going to remember some of these, and you'll be happy to hear about it again.
Things you never thought you would see. And one of them was like the videos of monkeys taking over a Thai city. I mean, they're crazy. I did. I picked out three videos. We can't show you the videos here on this video.
No.
Or obviously, if you're listening on the podcast, we're going to recommend that you go. I will put all of them on the blog page.
So the
for
monkeys
this.
Are normally there, and it's kind of a touristy thing. It's what they expect. But these monkeys weren't getting fed because the tourists weren't there, and they were going crazy.
Yeah. They actually go nuts. And then like Tiger King, WTF.
I watched it. I did. I could. It was like a train wreck. I recommend it if you want to just take your brain. It takes your brain completely out.
I really think I'm the only one that hasn't seen it.
You might be, but
maybe my husband too. But
yeah, it was. You can't take your eyes off of it.
Cool. And Pentagon releases UFO images and videos. So that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's not as weird as the one you found with the QAnon.
Well, QAnon. I mean, I didn't know anything about QAnon before this year. And QAnon says that JFK is going to run as Trump's VP.
Yeah, earlier this year they said he was going to run with Trump's VP. Come on.
Right. QAnon believes that there is a deep state of Democrat elites and Hollywood stars who are pedophiles, Satan worshipers, cannibalists. Oh, I mean, really, that's what they believe.
That was a whole Pizzagate thing. I mean,
well, that's where it takes. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh, there's so much more. But and there's I list a couple of things here. We'll have it on the website. But of course, the more than one person has claimed that to be Q. And with one theory being that Q is a time traveler. Even some of the QAnon people think that's beyond crazy. And these are the people that believed all this other stuff.
Well, you know, if there were people time traveling, wouldn't they go to, like, earlier in 2019 and kind of give us a heads up about some of the stuff that's going on? Come on.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I ever
will. Listen, if you could time travel, shame on you for not going to fix some of this year beforehand. That's all I'm saying.
I know I'd go back to the 70s and not let go of the things that I was, you know, yelling about and protesting about back then instead of getting sidetracked and
distracted by the 80s. Yeah, it was
distracting. It was.
So in other weird weather news, there was a waterfall in Australia that was going backwards. It was a large, it wasn't just like a little waterfall, so a large waterfall. and then there was the Firenado.
Firenado. Right,
which tornado is a tornado
full of fire.
Oops.
Which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Thank you, climate change. This is one of the things we do have to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. These odd weather events that are coming are mostly as a result of the climate damage we've done.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Gay penguins steal eggs from lesbian penguin couple. What the hell? I mean, who thought that there would be like this Dutch LGBTQ penguin drama?
I know.
On the apocalypse bingo thing.
Come on. Tux and Flipper.
I know. That's the thing.
Come on.
I know. So apparently at this Denmark zoo, they stole these eggs from Tux and Flipper with this gay couple from these lesbians. Of course, they didn't hatch because they're not fertilized anyway. Like, what are they doing? Apparently, Flipper and Tux are troublemakers anyway. Like, wow, who knew?
All right. Well, if you want to get weird, if you want to stay on the weird track, there's no Nostradamus' predictions for 2021.
Nothing really exciting happening.
Asteroids,
there.
Asteroids, zombies, and a bad outlook. Oh, yeah, yeah. And
thanks.
Well, there one quote was, few young people half dead to give a start. That's supposed to mean zombies, some people say. I think it's just kids on screens.
Right.
I think it's too much screen time, not able to connect humanly with other people.
I'm a zombie sometimes.
And then, of course, there's the in the sky, one sees fire and a long trail of sparks. So that, you know, it's supposed to indicate asteroids, which we just missed one as a on Christmas.
One just missed us, apparently.
Yes, we just missed it. One just missed us, right? And so, woo-hoo. And then for the upcoming year, Nostradamus also wrote, "After great trouble of humanity, a great one is prepared. A greater one is prepared. Rain, blood, milk, famine, steel, and plague."
I don't understand the milk and the steel thing exactly, but I'm sure more will be revealed if, in fact, it's happening.
Right. Well, the thing about Nostradamus is, yes, he's been thought of as, you know, predicting the French Revolution and other things that have gone on, including the atomic bomb.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff didn't come true, and a lot of it's very vague. So
we're going to go with more positive.
Yes. Just remember that a broken clock is right twice a day.
Or even a blind squirrel gets an acorn once in a while.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Who comes up with this stuff? Our fathers, right?
Uh-huh.
Or our father, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So now we're going to move into the funniest moments of 2020. And I don't know. You've got to keep a sense of humor. I have to. I don't know about you, but, you know, things are just – the weirder things get, sometimes the funnier it gets when you're just like, you can't – I've got no control over anything. Might as well have a good laugh. Not at somebody's expense, of course, but at ourselves. We had a good laugh recently about – and I won't even go into the whole story, but we just – we laugh a lot anyway.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of times when we're recording something, and it's always like one of the spots, you know, or something.
Yes, if we're memorizing or reading somebody else's dialogue, and
we always crack up bad. Anyway, we had one of those on Christmas Day with our other sister also.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, it's good. It's good to laugh and to find humor. Again, not at anybody's expense, but we will put on, and I think we can show some of them here, some of the funniest memes. There were some really ridiculous and funny memes that people got creative with, you know.
With time on their hands.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, our Santa Claus with the mask on is like the most popular ornament out there.
Right.
I know Jenny, our older sister, found me one.
They were sold out. I tried to get some. They were sold out.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, stuff like that.
It's the thing you want on your Christmas tree next year to remind you we're not in the same place, hopefully. So speaking of some funny stuff, I looked at an article in Grist written by Kate Yoder about words. The words for this year, new words, newer, rarely used and never used before, never uttered before, stuff like that.
It's kind of interesting. They've done this research to see how often words are used.
Or not, yeah. So the first segment is the words that we're weary of, and that would be unprecedented, climate and global warming, of course.
It's kind of sad.
Then these are the words that I didn't see myself ever saying or often. Pandemic, lockdown, social distancing, respiratory droplets, and quarantine. I didn't see that in my world.
No.
And some of the amusing words and phrases, doom scrolling, COVIDiot.
I like that one.
Uh-huh. Maskne, which I'm sorry to say, it includes the acne.
Which is probably what the healthcare workers have been struggling with, because they really have to be masked up all the time.
Exactly. Ghost planes, which was a thing when we were first in lockdown, where there were planes, the industry was worried about their schedules, so they kept their planes flying. And we subsidized the airlines while they were flying and using up all that fuel. That was a crazy time. Anthropause, which we talked about, is a period of diminished pollution. Apparently,
we need to do that at least for a month or two a year.
I know.
Just go on vacation and, you know, not work. I could do that.
Well, Europe goes on vacation the whole month of August usually.
Maybe we should just all go on vacation the month of August. I bet that would be a good anthropause.
I bet it would.
Right?
I think that's a splendid idea. Mark that on your calendar.
Here's a word that I didn't see on there. Namaste. which means I wear this mask to protect you. And all right,
and you wear this mask to protect me. I honor the mask that you wear for me.
Yeah. Isn't that cute?
That's
like
a good one. That is a good one. Climate arsonist, which was coined by our president-elect. Thank you, Joe. It's a person, sometimes orange-haired, who's figuratively setting the world on fire. I hope
Actually,
we don't ever...
Speaking of on fire, Joe Biden, our president-elect, a speech that he did, I guess, when the Electoral College finally said, he was on fire. Like, he's very passionate about...
He is very passionate.
I don't want to get too political, but I just wanted to mention that I saw a fire in him that was really encouraging to me, especially when it comes to climate change. And I think that climate arsonist statement was that he's very passionate about this bad stuff that's happened and fixing it.
Yeah. Well, I raised my kids in Delaware, and Joe and my kids went to school together. And he is a passionate guy, and he's a decent, good human being. He wouldn't have run had he not realized that maybe he could make a difference.
Yeah.
Because certainly after losing his son, he was not eager to be out there. Anyway, Doomer, ecofascism.
A doomer. I never saw that before. That's kind of funny.
Someone who is convinced the world is headed straight for an all-out collapse. That's in place of last year's OK Boomer. Now we're OK Doomer.
Well, that's better than OK Boomer.
Better for us. Yeah, moving on.
All right.
Green trolling, which you can imagine, shaming oil companies on social media.
Oh, I could do that.
And, net zero. That was something I didn't
I've
think
never
of.
Heard of that.
And you really do have to look at. And so we'll do some of the homework on that for you when we talk about companies we dig and stuff.
Oh, I see. Spillover. What is spillover? Real quick before
spillover
we move on.
Is when a new disease leaps from one species to another.
Oh, bummer.
That's how we.
I don't
got
want
here.
To know that word.
I'm sorry,
but we do now.
Yeah, and they're made most likely from deforestation, urbanization, and agriculture, which have cut into the habits and brought wildlife into closer contact with humans.
Okay,
so we really have to work on that.
We do. So Lisa has another Companies We Dig segment.
Mm-hmm.
Get on your soapbox, sister.
Brought to you by Your Arbor.
Your Arbor is a great browser extension that allows you to align with your values when you shop online. It's easy to do. Check it out, yourarbor.com.
Great. So the company I'm digging this week is called Soapbox. So they're soap products that every time you buy one of their products, they donate a bar of soap where it's needed. It's 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, and it's made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
So what they say is cleaning and sanitizing your hands is more important than ever, but Soapbox hand soaps and sanitizers also hydrate your skin with moisture-rich ingredients like shea butter, aloe, and coconut oil.
Oh, I like it.
And their mission really is to provide soap and hygiene in places that need it. So, so far, they have donated 18 million bars of soap.
Wow, that's a lot of soap.
18 million bars of soap. And they have offered 30,000 classes in hygiene.
I know people that could probably use that.
Anyway, and when you buy one of their liquids on their packaging, there is a HOPE code on the packaging. So you can look up by going to that code on their website and find out where your dollars, you know, where the products that you invest in go to.
Oh, that's really cool.
Isn't it? I thought so. So soapboxsoap.com.
Soapboxsoap.com. Cool. Thank you, Lisa. That's a good one.
Thank you to Your Arbor for sponsoring that.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess we're going to wrap up. This is the last show of 2020. Yay.
Oh, Yay.
So I guess I want to just take a moment to ask that. I know for myself, I'm going to kind of focus on and try to be grateful for the gifts that we did get in this crazy COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were weird little gifts.
There were.
You know, even mm-hmm. though there's a lot of difficulty, a lot of loss for a lot of people. Mm. We've been very fortunate here. And, you know, I'm not going to list out all my gratitude lists there, but I'm just suggesting that we all kind of try to end the year on that note. And mm-hmm. visualize and manifest great things for the upcoming year. Mm-hmm. Julie and I always do our vision board. This year you can do the vision board with us because you'll be here, I think.
That's right. I will be here.
I think we're going to do it in a couple of weeks. So, we used to run a workshop, and, well, now we're not doing that.
You could probably run one online.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I don't think it'll work out well. But, you know, we'll be back to it next year. My thing is just keeping expectations because people just are like, oh, I want this year to be over. And oh, my God, as if like the ball dropping is going to mean that everything's going to be la la, you know, in 2021. I think it's going to take a little time and we're going to have to be patient.
Yeah. Well, it took us a while to get here. And if we're really going to learn the lessons of these times, then it's going to take some effort to implement them in the future.
Change habits.
Change habits.
Make some significant changes.
Mm-hmm. Isolation has been difficult for a lot of people. I recommend if you are isolated to try some self-care. You know, I've tried to meditate every day and do yoga every day and maybe read some great books or, you know, just do things that bring you joy. Try to find little things that bring you joy to help you divert you from the difficulties of isolation. And keep in mind, every time we get together since we started this new show, think about those that are feeling isolated and give them a call. Do a Zoom. Do something. Connect mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. Help them fill their day and remember and be reminded that you care.
Right. This is a really important suggestion. So you can find out more information about this show and all the fun things that we've talked about at thegreendivas.com, as always, and mm-hmm. some of our other shows, I hope. So, hey, Happy New Year. Woohoo!
Have a good New Year.
So, what'd you think?
Let us know.
And in the meantime, follow our YouTube channel. Follow The Green Divas on Instagram, Facebook, all the usual social media hangouts. And now you can ask your smart speaker to play The Green Divas podcast.
And I have a favor. Please share this with your friends. Thanks in advance.